How to Read Mary Oliver's Poetry. On the college library shelves, I see all of Mary Oliver's collections have been taken outside. Blue Pastures was taken in the rain and read under a pine, safe until the wind shook down a shower. American Primitive is so worn, its spine is like a peeled birch whose skin was used for the canoe. Where Swan was forgotten and sloshed in the bottom, dug out of a pack, and dried in the sun near the chapel. 12 Moons was taken cross-country on skis to a monk's fish house for tea. You can breathe in the stove smoke still. Redbird was hiked in a backpack and read sitting in an Adirondack chair. See the page smudged with mosquito, blood. Blue Iris took a plane to lie on the beach where salt penetrated the pages and sand still grinds in the spine. A house of light kept company while someone crouched in weeds, awaiting the sandhill cranes. She left a muddy fingerprint on a page while she listened to the crane's rattling squawk and thought even one's wild life could be elegant. Only dreamwork is intact. It slept and slept beneath pillows on the single beds in the women-only dorms. Oh yes, it's true. The spine falls easily open to the place where they learned to embrace their simple rebellions.